We will begin opening prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, our souls and our lives, thank you for your Son who has redeemed us from beneath sin. Through your grace, we can be as your children in your kingdom and carry peace on our conscience, which flows from the forgiveness of sins. Your word is our security. We pray today that we could quieten to listen to your word. Be with your spirit opening the holy aforewritten word of God. We pray for for repentance for the dear unbelieving near ones and for all. Give to us, your servants, courage and trust trust that you would feed your people through in themselves poor servants. In Jesus' name, amen. I will read for the topic of my sermon from the Gospel according to John, the 15th chapter, the first 11 verses. And these words are heard in Jesus' name as follows. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much. He bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Amen. This was for us a familiar portion of the Bible. And from this we were able to, in the beginning, hymn, sing about the new translation speaks of the vine tree. Here in the old translation in Finnish, it is translated as a vine tree or a vine. It means this vine group where this grapes are growing. This is the speech of Jesus. He with this vine tree parable teaches of himself. But also of the kingdom of God, or the congregation of God. He says here that I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. The God of heaven cares for his kingdom, for his piece of field. He is a husbandman who takes good care of us here. In this grace kingdom. When we think of this natural plant, this vine tree, or maybe more near to us, or more familiar to us, say, apple tree, then we know that that tree needs water and nourishment. Through its roots, it receives them from the ground, and they travel then up along the trunk toward the branches. In the same way, Jesus Christ flows through him into us the strength of life, or pours into us when we are in this vine tree as branches. We are through faith grafted into Jesus Christ.
Mm.
how is one become a branch for a person who has become separated from this? In the letter to the Romans, it is said that God has the power to join a branch that has been separated from the tree yet again back onto it. Here there are perhaps in the service tent or listening to the word those which have been able to receive the grace of repentance from the world. You know how it happened. The children of God preached to you. You can believe. Your unbelief and all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and atonement blood. This gospel, believing in this gospel, joined you as a branch onto this living vine tree, the Lord Jesus. And it renewed you completely. It gave birth in you, rebirth to you. You were not able to yourself to build your faith, to gather it. Rather, God gave it as a gift. It is the work of alone, the work of God from the beginning unto the end. When Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the beginning of our faith. And He is our strength until the end. With our own strength, we are not able to make it, but with the power of God, which is in our hearts through the word of the gospel, been flowed. It is important that we are here in this vine tree as branches. In the same way, we are members of the body of Christ. It is another picture which the Apostle Paul in many parts, portions uses. We are many, but we are yet one body of Christ. We are members of each other, for each other. Even though these stories of repentance in the Bible are familiar It is good for us to again and again to remember, and for such a listener who has doesn't have peace in their heart, and you are seeking a merciful God, they can open for you that how God saves a person. In the Acts of the Apostles is told of how Peter received the encouragement to go to the house of Cornelius. And then Cornelius then tells to Peter that the Lord said unto him, arise and go to the street. And I went to the wrong portion in this text, but he told Peter that through an angel came a message that go, let's send those men to find Peter, and he will tell you those words. That will help you into the house of God, not with these words, but with this thought, that so that Peter has those words. God has left here to man or to people these words through which a person can be released from their sins. Jesus, before his resurrection, blew on his own and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. So the Holy Spirit was given, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, the believers who have believed before can proclaim sins forgiven. And so here in the situation of Cornelius, when Peter began to speak of Jesus Christ, there in his speech he said that of him, Jesus, the prophets have testified that those which believe upon his name will receive his name through him, sins forgiven. And then when Peter spoke, the whole sermon was a gospel. And that sermon of the gospel opened Cornelius's and those friends, hearts of his friends, to accept this word of the gospel. And here in the Acts of the Apostles, it is told that there, when Peter spoke, and the Holy Spirit descended upon these listeners. So in their hearts was born faith, and they received the Holy Spirit. And then Peter asks then that will anyone forbid anything to baptize these who have received the Holy Ghost as we have. So faith was born of hearing, and when faith was born, then they were baptized. Cornelius did not receive faith through prayer, but his prayers were heard. And then this portion that I began to read related to Saul, to his receiving of his repentance. Saul was persecuting the congregation of God. He was stopped on the way to Damascus, and he heard a voice that Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Here's one important portion relating to how important the children of God are to the Heavenly Father. Saul persecuted believers, the children of God, but Jesus, our Savior, experienced it as if that then he was being persecuted. So Saul was stopped and his conscience was awakened, and he received instruction to go to Damascus, and then there to Ananias, received the duty task to go to Saul, was told that he is praying. And then when Ananias went there, then he lowered his hands upon him, upon Saul. And he said, "Dear brother Saul, the Lord has sent me Jesus, who appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, so that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost." Even here was in question of the spoken proclamation of the gospel. And with this, Saul was joined or grafted into this living vine tree, Jesus Christ. And the fruits were then seen immediately. He saw there and that persecuted. And that persecuted group, he saw the congregation of God, the children of God, who became important to him. He experienced that he is indebted to proclaim the gospel to all. Believing that gospel, it brings these good fruits into everyone's life who receives from unbelief the grace of repentance. That sinful life, the life of sin, it remains. A person rejects sin. Into their heart comes the desire to battle against sin. Even after this, a person experiences in themselves that they are yet in themselves evil, sinful. But in the heart is the desire to do according to the mind of God. It is one of those fruits, but even a more important fruit is this, that love is born towards other children of God. Even this is given birth by the Spirit of God. When the tree has been made good, then even the fruit is good. A bad tree or evil tree, then when a person is in unbelief, the fruits given birth through unbelief, and then those fruits cannot be good, rather they are evil. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he purgeth it. Every branch that carries fruit, he cleanseth so that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Here was now told of fruits and of purging, and of, as all earlier, as I pictured it, the cleansing of the heart. The first time when a person receives the grace of repentance, it happens there when you can believe the gospel. God cleanses the heart with his word through believing the word of the gospel. There is nothing of our own work. And then yet again, when we can hear, endeavor, and live as a child of God, God cleanses us. We need this care of God, this cleansing, so that we would carry even more abundant fruit. We, in ourselves, experience, I am sure, that we are quite fruitless without fruit and sinful. We experience that. We need this cleansing of the gospel for our own portion. And it is so good that we can proclaim this to one another. But God must sometimes, as if especially, take care of us. Almost as if that apple tree, if there comes too many small branches, those must be cut away, that they do not give too much shade so that their fruit may be born. Or somehow, sometimes, into the tree there might come some disease that is even seen from the surface, that there is some infection or fungus. Our life can, through the work of the enemy of souls, come such that the children of God are keep estranged, and it is seen as if that and it is keeping that seen as a disease on the apple tree, and it takes that strength from the branch, and if that branch is if it's not rejected, then that finally that branch, that twig might cause the whole branch to be dried out, and the branch will fall off. So it happens even in nature. So it can also happen on the portion of a child of God. We who are as branches here in this vine tree, if the children of God are worried about or concerned about something which is strange, there has perhaps come the permissiveness of sin in us. It is also possible that there comes self-righteousness, and that is it is very near us, and we would wish to appear to be better believers. There's the danger of growing in ourselves. The children of God wishes to take care of us, and He uses His own workers. God uses His workers. And we sing in the Song of Zion 102, for example, in this way. If one is sick, we should carry the basin to cleanse of sin. We would wish to carry this cleansing dish to clean every of one of sin. We would wish to approach a friend and to bring this matter forth. For this reason, that we would not become dead in our die in our faith, so that that sin, that the matter which is sin, would not bring us, entice us away from Jesus Christ and from the children of God. For this reason, it is important that so we would approach one another, and with love we would speak. And this, the meaning, it would be only for this, that we would be preserved as living branches here in this living vine tree. And be preserved with our connection to other believers and children of God, so nothing would be bringing friction between us. Then when the enemy is able to put striking a wedge there to break the connections or the bonds, he can do this kind of a destructive work, which is also this communion of Christians is then being tried, and there might even come this, that we go become lost in the doctrine. It is important that God can so take care of us with His grace, and we would wish to pray even for ourselves for that kind of a mind, that I would wish to be in the care of God, the good husbandman, that I would make it to heaven. For that reason, we are believing, and we would wish to hear, endeavor, so that we would make it one day to heaven, and we can rejoice of this. Here in this fellowship of children of God, it is secure for us to be, as Jesus says here, that these have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Then when we have between children of God matters taken care of, there's love, there's joy, there's peace, and there it is good to come to services, and it is good to meet whoever. There's nothing that separates us. And even much more, I think, here in this time, perhaps matters could be taken forth, but these matters, these issues, which came and were so good, and perhaps what God meant, but even in this sermon speech, it is important that this gracious, merciful gospel of God can be blessing you and bringing these good words, that even this moment, sinful of yourself, in and of yourself, you can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. Believe all sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And if this word is listening, such a one who is not yet believing, you have not received it for your own portion, the forgiveness of sins, been able to believe it. Even for you, these words belong for you. Wherever you hear these words, even you can believe. Even at this moment, all sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. And when sins are forgiven here on earth, and then they are right then also forgiven in heaven. Remain in the grace care of God. In Jesus' name, amen.